You're listening to the Well One Connection, connecting you to important healthcare information. The Well One Connection is a weekly program of Huron Regional Medical Center. Huron Regional Medical Center, providing quality healthcare close to home. Online at huronregional.org.
October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and today we are talking with Huron's newest general surgeon, Dr. Anthony Lowen. So we welcome you back to the show again today.
Thank you. It's always fun to be on the show.
As a general surgeon, you sometimes get to become part of a woman's breast cancer journey. So let's start right at the beginning and talk about what is breast cancer and how does it form?
Yes, as a general surgeon, breast cancer is actually one of the top three things that we treat. And as far as the basics of breast cancer, so within the breast, there's a number of different types of cells. And one of those types of cells are the ductal epithelium. And those are the cells that the vast majority of breast cancers form from. Within the breast tissue, those cells undergo a lot of changes over the life of a woman. And sometimes their wiring or how they're regulated doesn't necessarily follow the normal path. And as a lot of people know, cancer often stems from one cell that has kind of gone awry and duplicated and multiplied until it forms a mass, or sometimes not a mass, but forms a cancer. That's when that cell can spread throughout the body and cause essentially cancer. I guess that's the definition of cancer in a nutshell.
Let's talk a little bit then about some of the risk factors and symptoms.
Unfortunately, with a lot of breast cancers, in fact, the majority of breast cancers, folks don't even know they're there. They're cancers that form in the breast, and even if you were doing a breast self-exam, you wouldn't be able to find it. And we'll talk maybe a little bit later about mammograms and how we do find those breast cancers. But in to talk more about risk factors for breast cancer, the number one risk factor is age. Well, number one risk factor is being a woman. But as our women get older, the risk of developing a breast cancer increases. It, over the course of a woman's life, if they live to the average age of 80, which is what it is in the United States, one in eight women, by the time they reach 80, will have developed a breast cancer. It increases very astronomically toward, you know, as you get closer to 80, but age is kind of the number one risk factor. Other things, a personal history of breast cancer, a family history of breast cancer, those are also pretty significant things. And, you know, for the most part, those are risk factors we can't control, right? You can't, you know, you can't control your aging. You can't control your family history. But things that you can control, interestingly enough, they've identified that women who are less active actually have an increased risk of breast cancer. I've kind of harped on it in previous segments of this show, but things like smoking also significantly increase your risk of breast cancer. But yeah, those are kind of the main things.
Then you mentioned a lot of times it's not detectable, but what could some of the symptoms be?
Symptoms, a breast mass on self-exam. Most, you know, the typical story of a breast mass is a woman's taking a shower and doing her annual kind of self-exam, and she finds a mass, gets a mammogram and additional workup, and it turns out to be a cancer. So definitely anything abnormal that the woman notices with the breast. Other things could be new or different nipple discharge, an inverted nipple on that side. And not to scare folks, but those can be perfectly normal things that happen. But they are indicators to take the next step and get imaging such as mammogram or ultrasound and kind of make sure that it's not something more serious than a benign finding.
So research shows us all the time that all cancers, when they're caught earlier, are more treatable and less devastating. So talk a little bit about the importance of early detection activities and kind of the ages and stages.
Breast cancer is one of my more favorite cancers that I get get the opportunity to treat, because it's one of those cancers that if you catch it early enough and you intervene on it, some folks won't even have to have chemotherapy. It's one of those cancers that can be treated in the early forms with just surgery. Now, that's actually more for the kind of the precancerous, or the things that we find in the breast that are precancer. Unfortunately, if you do have a diagnosis of breast cancer, you will end up having, in most cases, chemotherapy. So screening, the vast majority of breast cancer is found on screening. And screening is generally with a mammogram. There's a lot of data that we have on early detection and mammograms, but which actually leads to different recommendations based on different groups. I kind of follow the American College or the American Cancer Society and recommend that we start discussing screening with our patients at the age of 40 in the form of a screening mammogram. By the age of 45, a woman should be having annual mammograms or potentially biannual mammograms. And then starting at age 50 and beyond, they can transition to biannual mammograms or annual mammograms if they so choose. Now, that's for the average risk patient, but we know that in the United States, about 64% of these cancers, when caught early, are actually localized, and they can be treated with surgery, chemotherapy, and sometimes radiation. Now, that does mean that the rest of them have actually become more regional, whether it's spread to the lymph nodes or other parts of the body. But for those women that are caught early, it's a lot easier course and has a much lower risk of recurrence or spread to the body.
Talked about screening, kind of the gold standard being a mammogram. What other ways do we diagnose a cancer? Maybe that goes beyond, see something on the mammogram, then what do we do?
In my experience with mammograms or screening mammograms here at HRMC, we have the ability to conduct the screening mammogram. And then there is a short waiting process where the mammogram gets read pretty much right away by our radiologist. If additional views, such as we call it a diagnostic mammogram, it looks at specific parts of the breast that we've identified on the screening mammogram. And ideally, we get those on the same visit, as opposed to getting your screening mammogram, going home, and then getting the call that we need to do another one. My experience here at the hospital is that we get those all done at once, which is excellent as far as, in my opinion, patient satisfaction. If you were to get diagnostic views and they, at that point, you can kind of tell, well, that's a benign finding, we'll watch it a little bit, or it may indicate that you do need a breast biopsy. Oftentimes at that point, we'll get an ultrasound as well to look at that spot, and sometimes we'll look at the rest of the breast looking for other missed things or things that we didn't see on mammogram. Sometimes we also get an ultrasound of the axilla or the armpit looking for potentially enlarged lymph nodes. But long story short is, if we do find something on mammogram and it is suspicious, the next step would be to perform a biopsy. And if we can see it on ultrasound, then we can do an ultrasound guided biopsy within, I perform these, and I generally like to get those biopsies done within 24 to 48 hours of identifying an abnormality on mammogram. Because there is kind of a waiting period once you get the biopsy to when you find the result. And I feel like if we can get the biopsy as fast as we can, we'll get the result even faster, and then we can discuss the next steps based on the results of that biopsy.
Which, like you said, patient satisfaction, once you hear that C word or any sort of issue, we want to move this forward quickly, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, I think we're going to take a break right now and come back next week and talk a little bit more about the treatment as we end today's segment. And it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. What do you want to say to women who are thinking of celebrating and honoring the month? What should they know about?
You know, breast cancer awareness, when I think of this, I not only think about, you know, promoting screening and thinking about, you know, getting people to go get that mammogram, maybe if they haven't gotten one, they're kind of falling out of that schedule. But I think about all the breast cancers that I've had the opportunity to treat, and the significant amount of survivors that we have, both in this community and in our country at large. You know, 10, 20, 30 years ago, we did not have the knowledge that we do now and the success that we have in treating it. So, you know, if you're a little bit behind on your mammograms, I would encourage you to get back on track, but also to celebrate kind of with our community and our country, the breast cancer survivors.
You've been listening to the Well One Connection, connecting you to important healthcare information. This program is for general use only and is not meant to replace the advice of your doctor or other medical professional. If you have questions, contact your healthcare provider. The Well One Connection is a weekly program of Huron Regional Medical Center, providing quality healthcare close to home. Online at HuronRegional.org.